Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It's early in the morning. It's about 4:50. Super dark outside. The boys are asleep. Hopefully, they'll stay asleep. They've been getting up really early in the mornings lately. Harvey and Lewis have. We've had 3 days of incredible windstorms in Nebraska. Yesterday, the wind was blowing so hard across the Mrs. Craftsman's cornfield that it was blowing dirt across our road to the point that we couldn't see our own driveway. It was crazy. It was like being in Iraq or something, a sandstorm. And the dogs haven't really known what to do because they go outside and they get blown away. They come back in and they're amped up because they want to go back outside. And it's just been this constant back and forth. And so they haven't been sleeping very well. But so far, Tata and I are up. Boys are still sleeping. Lisa's getting some rest finally after another kind of restless night. So a lot going on. Action April is in full throes here. If you are doing Action April with us, I'd love to hear from you. Lisa and Tata and I would love to hear what's going on, what you're trying to change, what you're swapping out, some imitation thing for something real for 30 days, how Action April's going for you. What are you talking less about and doing more about? And hit me up, Lee at drleewarren.com. I'm going to give you at the end of this episode, Tommy Walker, our great friend, Tommy Walker Ministries, have released their Generation Hymns 3 album, as I've told you several times. I've played you several tracks from it, and it's available everywhere. You can get it for free on their website. You can download all the charts. If you're a musician or a worship leader, you want to do some of these songs in your church services, they've got training videos and just all kinds of stuff. But I've been listening to that this morning as part of my quiet time, and I just want to share this with you. I'm going to give you the song, "Don't Know But You're a Christian Inspired Love," at the end of the episode. But Tommy has hit his stride. You know, he's I don't know how old you are, Tommy, if you're listening, probably close to 60, maybe. Anyway, he plays a guitar solo in the middle of this song. It's like Larry Carlton or one of the great guitar masters. He just, the video is so much fun to watch. Go check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes, TommyWalkerMinistries.org. You can click on media and then videos and it'll pop up, but I'll put you a link in there. But just listen to, right in the middle of the song, listen to this effortless mastery of a great musician in the, you know, latter third probably of his career, just doing his thing. I love when I see people who are really good at what they do doing their thing, whatever the genre is. Check this solo out. Here we go. That anyway, I thought Tommy just outstanding, outstanding solo. If you're listening, Tommy, great job, love it. Keep it up. You guys are doing great work. Hey, I got some news for you. We sold the book. I know you've been praying. We sold the book to Waterbrook Penguin Random House. It's super exciting for two reasons. One is that the same publishing team that did such an amazing job, senior editor Susan Jaden and all of the marketing people and publicist Bev Reichard and all the great team at Waterbrook Penguin Random House are going to be the same team that works on Hope is the First Dose. And that's what Lisa and I and Tata were praying for. We knew, we felt really strongly that the book was really a strong next project for me, and we felt like it was going to help a lot of people. And I knew that God would lead us to the publisher that would do the best job at getting us out there, getting the book out there in the right place at the right time to help people like me and like you who are hurting. This book really gives a, if you think of I've Seen the Interview, if you haven't read it, by the way, please go read I've Seen the Interview. Great, I think, way to look at how to find hope in hard times. And it's more of a descriptive path through what I saw in my practice dealing with brain cancers and other tragedies. And then when we lost our son, kind of how we reacted to that and sort of the aftermath of big loss in your life and landing on hope. That's important. And I think that book really gave, has given and is giving people all over the world a sense of how to manage to find hope amidst the chaos of a hard life. Well, Hope is the First Dose takes that same idea, hard things happen, right? Big things happen. I call it the massive thing. Big things happen in your life that are hard. And how do you put your life together, a specific, practical treatment plan for turning hopelessness into happiness again? That's what we did with Hope is the First Dose. It's more prescriptive. It's me giving you self-brain surgery tools to build things back together again when life knocks them apart. And I think it's going to be really helpful. We've got already some incredible endorsements from people, a great team that's going to be helping us to launch it. And by the way, if you are a book person, if you're a book blogger, or if you've got a social media presence that has some reach, if you are interested in potentially being part of the book launch team, that'll come with some perks and some early access to the printed copy and those kinds of things. But in exchange for helping us to get the word out about the book when it's time for launch, which will be in the fall of 2023, so we've got plenty of time. But if you're one of those people that has a following around people who like to do books and book clubs, or if you're a pastor of a church and you want to think about having me do some public speaking for you, or some organization that might want some talks about hope and the neuroscience of hope and all those kinds of things that we talk about, you can reach out to me, Lee at drleewarren.com. If it's for public speaking, I'll direct you to my agent at the Penguin Random House Speakers Bureau. But if it's for consideration of being part of our launch team, I'd love to hear from you. Lee at drleewarren.com is the email address that would get you connected to me. Don't forget wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. That's probably the most important thing that we have offered you as part of our great community, is the ability to pray with and for people all over the world. That prayer wall is a powerhouse, a place to spend a few minutes of your day just connecting with some real people who are listening and reading and connected to this community. And we just love that place is the place to go to really see what's happening in the world around you and put your own concerns and prayers out there. And we're praying for you. Lots of people are praying for you every day via the prayer wall. So check it out, wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. If you're not getting the newsletter, wleewarrenmd.com/newsletter is the place to go to get my weekly prescriptions for how you can change your brain, change your mind, and change your life. Now let's shift gears for a minute. I just want to give you a few thoughts today. I've been reading, Lisa and I are doing a 40-day Lent devotional through the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. And if you're not using YouVersion, by the way, it's a great place to go get daily Bible studies, and you can read your Bible, you can share highlights, you can do all kinds of cool things. I've kind of taken the Bible and made a social network out of it. So check out the Bible app. They're not sponsoring my podcast. I just use it every day, so I thought you'd want to know about it. Anyway, on the Bible app, there was a Lent 40-day devotional, and it's written by an organization called First 15. So the website is First, F-I-R-S-T, 15, the number's 1-5. So first15.org. And it turns out they're kind of doing what I'm always telling you that I do and that you should do with this quiet time notion. That the first 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes or hour of your day, if you can afford to spend that much time, ought to be spending some time with your Lord, getting the clutter cleared away, getting your thoughts right. Even if you're not a spiritual person, it's been well studied, scientifically validated, that spending a few minutes the first part of the morning meditating, being quiet, listening, you know, reading, just spending some time putting your own brain together for the day will enable you to have a better grasp on what you encounter for the rest of that day. And so first15.org, they just kind of took that idea and they built this incredible library of books and devotionals, and they've got a newsletter that comes every morning that you can use as your template for what you're going to spend that first few minutes, first 15 minutes or so. Beautiful devotionals. So far, everything I've read has been very scripturally sound and doctrinally good, and I haven't seen anything that just wasn't amazing. Great thoughts, first15.org. They've taken some of the things I talk about all the time, and they've really done a nice job at creating this ministry. They're called Denison Ministries. I don't know much about the people. I'm going to try to learn more, and the gentleman's name is Craig Denison. I may reach out to him and try to get him on the podcast at some point. But first15.org, check it out. But one of their devotionals a few days ago was talking about weakness. And since we're in Action April, part of Action April is identifying the things that we need to change, places where we struggle, faults that we have or issues that keep coming up. You're eating the wrong things, drinking too much, not exercising enough, not spending enough time with the Lord, feeling a power failure, not having your head on straight, whatever it is. You find that weakness, you find that area of weakness, and what do you do about it then? Once you're honest with yourself, once you're honest with God, once you're honest with the people in your life that you have this particular issue, what do you do then? And the devotional the other day was about that, and I'm just going to share a little bit of what they said. There's three things that you could use today as sort of some tools to put in your pocket to kind of get that weakness and start to turn it into something that God can use His strength to help you handle. And they just said three little bullet points. First is just reflect on your weakness. It's not, you don't have to be ashamed. Let's say you have an alcohol issue, for example. I'll just use that as an example. The number one thing that we tell addicts, and when I encounter people with pain medicine problems and all of that, the number one thing is to just be honest about it. To say, okay, this is something that I'm struggling with. Don't let it be a habit that's just in auto drive. Don't put it on autopilot and just cruise with it. Just acknowledge it. Just say, hey, this is something that I'm struggling with. I have problems saying no to this thing. Okay, so the first thing is reflect on your weakness. What situations in your life seem to be devoid of the strength of God? They seem to be just up to your own weakness when willpower has failed you, and it's going on and on and on, and you seem to be powerless to stop it. What are those areas? So don't be ashamed of them. Don't beat yourself up. Just try to find them and acknowledge them and bring them to light. And Psalm 103, 13 and 14 says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Listen, God knows that you're weak. It's not a secret from him, okay? He knows the struggles that I have. He knows the places where I lack discipline. He already knows them. So the most important part is for me to know them, for me to acknowledge them, for me to bring them out into the light, because you can't get after a plan until you get right and real about who you are and what you're dealing with, right? You can't get clear about what to do until you're willing to acknowledge it. So spend a few minutes reflecting on those weaknesses. Number two, now meditate on how God wants to be strong in your weakness. Think about the stories of people in the Bible who did incredible things solely by the strength of God. Clearly, there's tons of stories. Gideon's one of them, where the people clearly didn't have the power or the talent or the tools to do what God called them to do, and he equipped them to do what he needed them to do. That old line about God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called, right? He doesn't say, hey, Ann, hey, Sally, hey, Brian, you know, hey, Mark, I'm going to call you to do something because you're so strong and so great that I know you can do it. That's not what he does. He takes broken, weak people and gives them incredible abilities and opportunities to serve him. So meditate on God's desire to be strong in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. The third thing, ask God to be strong in your weakness today. So you've identified it, you've been willing to talk about it, you've brought it into the light, and you've meditated on how you know God, you can trust him. He really wants to help you. He wants to give you his strength to deal with this thing. And so the final thing is ask him to. Ask God to be strong in your weakness today. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and work in any and every situation you find yourself in. Ask him to guide your words and your actions and your mindsets and emotions, so you can live entirely in his strength. Because aren't you tired, friend? Aren't you tired of trying to do it on your own? Aren't you tired of trying to beat that thing and it always comes back around and seems to beat you instead? Aren't you tired of that? Isaiah 41:10 says this, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Listen, friend, God wants to help you. He says he longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. God will get out of his chair to come and help you up, my friend. He will. He promises that. Craig Dennison said this, how incredible is the heart of God that he would choose to share with us his own strength. Your God cares for you so deeply that he desires to work closely and effectively in your life. The very strength that formed the mountains, parted the seas, and sustains every living thing is available to you today. Rest in God's promise that he is not distant. You have a strong God who loves you and is for you. Live today experiencing the peace and power of God's strength made strong in your weakness. Listen, friend, that's the three things you need to do to deal with the weak parts, to deal with the things you're struggling with, to really get Action April handled and get this thing rolling. You got to be right, real, and clear, but you also need to reflect on your weaknesses, meditate on God's desire to be strong in them, and then just ask him to. It's not brain surgery. It's just the fact that if you ask God, he will help you. He's longing to rise to show you compassion, and he's longing for you to start today.
Lord, and we pray that our unity may Are you ready?